download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
King Hit. Archive interviews from the vaults of Triple J.
Actually, we might as well start talking about the UK experience because you guys seem to have concentrated straight on the UK to kick off your career. You went to Rough Trade immediately, didn't you?
I think they concentrated on us more than they concentrated on them.
We just have Rough Trade was just the first person, or Jeff Travis actually was the first person to contact us.
How did he get to hear about the band?
Our manager sent him a tape, a demo.
The old-fashioned way. And he was excited and just got on the phone and said, I want to sign you guys.
Yeah.
He was gurgling.
Yeah. And was that just essentially the modern age EP, those three songs?
Yeah.
I don't know, the press just caught on so fast.
How weird was that for you guys?
Very weird.
Yeah, it's funny the perception because we kind of first started hearing about you guys through the UK press as opposed to kind of like press out of New York or any sort of information coming from the States. So it seemed like...
Well, it's because everything we did in New York was like...
But right, just in case if people can't pick up that oral image, it's actually a glass of water being poured.
Yeah, Albert's just taking a leak.
Yeah, we are in the studio still and they're not actually doing what you think they're doing. Sorry, go on, Albert.
No problem. No, I don't even know what I was saying anymore. New York is cool.
It must be a hard city to kind of break into for a rock band.
Very hard,
yeah.
Without blowing your own trumpet, do you think you've got something which the other bands have just lacked over the years and you've excited the crowd that way?
I mean, you know, fuck it, yes.
Because you guys were pretty... I was reading some press about when you finished the album and you went out and celebrated and you were just vibed on hearing it back and you thought that there was something special there. Do you still, you know, you still must look at yourself and kind of go, yeah, we are a cut above the rest of the rock bands around at the moment. That's why people are paying this attention.
I don't know why to say that, but it's like, I don't know, I can't look at it that way. I mean, like, better than other bands, it's just like foolish.
Mm. But do you guys have high standards?
I would, yeah.
And is that from all of you guys? I mean, do you all have that sort of passion for rock and roll and all want to sort of better the records that you've heard in the
passion
past?
Passion for music, passion for... Yeah, not Nick.
That's Nick in the background. Shut up, Nick. You haven't got a microphone.
Oh, man.
We can't hear you. Well, pull up your seat and have a microphone if you want to contribute. Well, that put a stop to that in 10 minutes when this is over. Otherwise, we've got a librarian outside who'll come and cut your fingers off if you smoke. Because she's been trying to give up for years.
Oh, right.
So I'm kind of curious to know, did it take you ages in the studio to kind of hit the sound that you wanted for your voice?
I would say ages because it took us a month and a half. Oh, for the voice?
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, not... Oh, yeah. I don't know, man.
You were there, right?
No, it didn't take that long.
Richard, you know that point in The Hangover where it just kicks in and it's just like you can't think, you can't talk?
I'm putting
talk.
You through her torture. I can tell you're so hungover, but I'm going to wait until I've got some stuff down on tape.
No, it's cool, man. Don't worry about it.
The songs on the album, are they kind of observations or more personal diary type stuff for you, lyric-wise?
I would say like a bit of both.
Bit of both? Like, so you don't tend to write?
Silence filled the room. Feel that?
Yeah, I know. There's been a few of those. Like, all right, listen, we might wrap it up.
A bit of both, yeah.
Hmm. All right, cool. Let's leave it.
Triple J!